Rocky Mountain News, August 18, 1872. A library and a reading room. It cannot be denied that one reason why the resorts of vice are so well patronized is the entire absence of any places where young men can congregate either for amusement or improvement. There is neither a reading room or a free library in the city. We make the statement with a due sense of humiliation and shame, which it ought to cause to the moral and religious people of Denver. It is simply a municipal disgrace. The territorial library is not counted in this statement, as it is not selected for the purpose of popular reading, and is not open at hours when it can be visited by those whose business employs them during the day. Is it any wonder that so many young men are going the downward road, when not even the easiest and simplest method is adopted to save them? Furnishing a proper place of resort. The devil has numerous saloons in the city where the files of all of the leading papers, music, easy chairs, and cozy lounges, as well as wines and liquors, can be found. Why have not Christians and moralists and reformers established a place equally as attractive and inviting, but devoid of dangerous influences? It is a Sunday morning question and worthy of consideration. We now appeal to our citizens for the organization of a library association and the opening of a reading room which shall possess ample accommodations, be well lighted and furnished, provided with the best books and papers, and endowed with a fund to sustain it creditably, and render it an institution of useful and saving power. Is there anything more necessary, or more practical, or which is capable of doing more good? We appeal to friends of reform. Shall such an institution be established in Denver?